Over the weekend, protests continued all across the country over the death of George Floyd, the unarmed black man who died from the knee of a white Minneapolis police officer. At least 15 states and the District of Columbia have either activated or requested the National Guard to assist local law enforcement. In Wilmington, the Saturday demonstration at 1898 Memorial Park was peaceful.
When they say they can't breathe, is that enough?
A heavy rain and thunder didn't keep some 200 people from attending the George Floyd protest downtown. Ashley Daniels was one of those citizens.
I am out here because I am holding emotions ranging from grief to anger to numbness. And I've been holding those emotions for most of my 33 years, and it's too much. It seems like we are paying the price that our ancestors and ancestors before them have already paid. And it's frustrating and it is disheartening that we're not even talking about progress, right? We're not talking about equal opportunity. We're not talking about access to even decision-making. We're talking about specifically just simply not getting killed on the street.
While many protests were peaceful, major cities from New York to Chicago to Los Angeles saw fires, tear gas, and looting as some protesters engaged in confrontations with police. In North Carolina, there were multiple arrests in Charlotte Saturday as protesters broke into stores and damaged police cars. Vince Winkle, WHQR News.